And welcome to the Te Tāne Te Rea podcast. I'm your host, yep. Frank. Please don't give a damn. And on my right, I have Amon Amaran. And on my left, I have Toyol Tipa. Brother, every episode must have a different intro.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks for the Toyol Tipa. I don't like one.
We are back after, 2 weeks.
Yeah. 2 weeks, man. Hey, the listeners don't know we are back after 2 weeks. Hush.
Yeah.
Hey, you playing our music at the back?
No, I was lighting up.
Lighting up cigarettes, standard.
Okay, yeah, so we were talking about stuff off recording, right?
And
we kind of strayed from our last topic. What was it about, Atipa?
Our last topic was about the supernatural ghost. Yeah, so since we were instilled in the whole thing about ghosts and supernatural, and then this episode is our sixth episode. This episode 666. So I was thinking that
the number of the beast.
So we should continue with supernatural and maybe go towards witchcraft, occult, black magic, bomo, and such in Singapore that we know of.
Abuja.
Okay, kids, get your Ouija board ready.
That's the talisman ready.
No, must always have a hot girl doing the Ouija board also.
Why must have a hot girl?
No, you always notice on Ouija board one. Always go on hot girl one.
Yeah, she'll be that dumb
what
one.
What you watching la?
Bootleg, bro.
Have you watched the movie Ouija? That stupid movie.
No, Ouija, yeah.
Never.
The movie Ouija, they always have that
one hot girl.
Blonde, yeah, dumb blonde la. I don't think she was blonde, dumb blonde.
Okay.
Characteristic. Okay, yeah. So I mean the last episode we were talking about, right? Some of us had whatever experience we had were very similar to this one very, very particularly scary. What's that what? Woman in white? What would you call that woman in
Pontiana,
white?
Pontiana, bro, Fatima Rocker. Hey,
don't say it's a taboo, please at night.
I realize a lot of people scared to say their name, especially on Thursday night. I don't give a fuck. Pontiana.
Yeah, you say in front of the mirror 3 times.
I am facing... Okay, actually, my back is facing the mirror.
Oh, you're gonna have feel a tap on your neck, man.
How do you sleep with the mirror in the room? Facing elsewhere.
Oh yeah, there's a myth, right?
Yeah, that you get into dimension or your soul will get trapped.
You must cover your mirror whenever you sleep. Actually, I hated having a mirror in my room last time.
Why,
I never liked it. I do not know why I was such a scaredy cat last time.
Hey, but did you know that if you light up a candle in a dim, dark room and look yourself in the mirror, right, after 5 to 10 minutes, your face will start changing.
To change, yeah.
Yeah, it's your mind playing tricks because of the low dim light.
A lot of things that experience that we look right and never feel actually it's got to do with our eyes.
Yeah, it's
because most of the time we are tired.
They are tired and it's optical illusion.
Unless, you have all these weird stories where people can possess and all, then...
That also science can explain.
Science can explain, but the thing is...
Okay,
you know, whenever all these horror movies, this scientific fellow will kena... he will see, then suddenly he will start believing. Then the father will be right all along.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Okay, back to our topic. We cited
I want to share some things that I know about Toyol.
Okay.
So,
oh, is it because I call you Toyol?
Yeah, because from what I know about Toyol, I might be wrong, but it's a baby. It's a demonic child, fetus, that they will go and take from the graveyard, any miscarriage, any young child that died, then they'll use their black magic thing to take control over it. And and you have to own a toil. A toil is not a free spirit like our Pontiana or whatsoever. It's not a free. It needs a host. It's like your symbiote from Venom. You know, it's a host. So the thing about this toil is, from what I heard, that every week you have to prick your blood and feed it. Like, I'm taking diabetes test. So, if you don't, then it will go against you.
Low sugar level, how?
No, I don't think it's
it has particular got no, it has got no preference. No,
yeah, it just blood is blood.
It's not picky la. Already resurrect from the dead. You think why other one thing la?
And I know and I know a lot of listeners be like, hey, means can I use my menses blood? I don't know. Okay, I've never kept a Toyo.
Wait, then basically right, if you're talking on like that, that would mean like for Toyo la, that is fucking breakfast, no. You got blood and you got scrambled eggs, you know, this one.
But imagine if you're drunk and then you...
Oh god, you are disgusting. What?
Yeah. So that's the thing. So once you like sort of like please the Toyo on its like primary needs, you can sort of like instruct it like so it's under your control. So it's like a child slash pet. It's like a slave, like, no, it's like a maid, like, whatever you call it. So most of the time, most of the time they use it to steal things from their neighbors or whatsoever, like, from the people they don't like. So it will like go and steal money, possessions and whatsoever.
Oh, okay, sorry, sidetrack a bit. Remember you said how they feed off blood, right?
Yeah.
Apparently it's a specific day of the month, not
week.
Every week. And right, that is just to keep them at bay. They actually like raw meat as well.
Oh yeah, correct. Raw meat.
Okay, sorry then.
Yeah. So, speaking about raw meat, I got one more story. Never mind. So, coming back is... So, people that has like... Okay, so let's say in your house... Okay, I've never seen a Toyo. I don't know whether it exists. Obviously, I don't believe until I see it. And I know some of you guys... Hey, just look in the mirror, bro. Fuck you. No, I don't look like a Toyo.
Give me the satisfaction to say it, la. You go and say yourself.
Yeah, so... But the thing is that what happens if you have a Toyo haunting in your house? So these are my tips. The tips. To prevent, not really prevent, to more of like entertain the Toyo from not taking your stuff. So if you're at home and you realize most of all your stuff are misplaced and you start losing money in your house, it's probably there's a Toyo haunting. So
I always blame my mother once, Because sometimes I go through my stuff with you. Okay, never sorry. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So what you can do is, there's two things. First thing is, plus the Toyo, it has a very childlike behavior. It's like a kid, right? So what you can do is, you can take different type of beans, like red beans, black beans, green beans, and all, and mix it up. Okay, mix it up and put it outside of every entrance of your house before you go to sleep. Then once you wake up in the morning, apparently the Toyo will get distracted and will start arranging the beans according to its color.
Color. Oh.
Yeah, so it will keep it entertained. So the one more thing you can do is also use a thread, like red color thread, black color thread, all different colors. You roll into a ball, you put it outside your house, outside your entrance of the rooms of your house. The same thing the next day, all will be arranged nicely outside.
Are you sure you're not talking about a cat?
I think cat of a puppy is probably messed the whole thing up la.
Oh, I can think of a ball of cat.
So that's what I heard about distracting a Toyo la. I mean if you need bigger help, then you can go to a white bomo or some priest or whatnot la.
But there's been like, I think last time I saw a video or something, there was a Toyo sitting down on somebody's two-story house, you know.
Yeah, it's a damn old video.
I remember that shit.
Okay, now that you brought that up, right, you also reminded me of something like that. It probably either it was doing a job or it itself was very tight. Alone. Because they are literally still like child. You have to take care of it like a child.
If you never take care of it, then like you will feel lonely lah.
And then from there it will turn on you lah.
Yeah, man. No, like go one more story. So like this is
I cut off Amarin. Sorry. Yeah. You were saying the two story one?
Amarin?
Who, me?
Yeah.
That's what I saw lah. That's
so wait, like. so what was the Toyo doing just
this guy was taking video, like his two-story house, so he heard like baby noises and everything. So when he went out, he took the video, right? It was literally a baby sitting at the ledge. But
how just young is a baby?
Bro, it's like a fucking infant, bro.
What the fuck?
And it's bloody red.
some girls shotgun, then she give birth. Got a lot of stories. What this girl told? They go and Sunni. they go and give birth in the toilet.
Sunni.
No lah, but my question is, why would the girl put it on the ledge lah?
Yeah, no. The thing was on the ledge.
So you're checking your own self now.
You know how you would sit down on the ledge, you know, with your arms like on the side holding the corner, right? Of you.
Kanina.
And then your leg will be swinging. It was literally sitting like that.
Oh, I think.
It was on Twitter or something.
It was a very, very long time ago.
How true is it? I don't really believe lah, because you can do wonders with your phone nowadays.
Yeah.
Fair point. Yeah, then you were saying, Duba?
Yeah, I've got a friend. I don't say his name. He was in
See, Sorry, side track a bit. You don't say name. Make sure through the story you don't say the name.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
The name has to be changed. I might slip. The name either have to change or to censor out to protect the weak and the innocent.
Oh no!
He's not okay. He might kill her, but this story is according to him. Okay, so I was in a. I was in my internship doing poly, so I was in this company X lah, so I was with him. So he tell me that his grandfather is like in and out of hospital, not doing too well, this and that. Then I was like, oh man, like what's wrong? Then he's like, no, like he got cancer and all. That's like, oh man, like what stage? Then he's like stage 4. Then I told him, man, bro, that's just like months away lah, before, you know, like I think chemotherapy and stuff might work, but due to his old age as well, it's doomed to death. But then he can tell me, no bro, that's not the problem, bro. Then I like, huh? Then what's the problem? Then he like, no bro, because my dad, my granddad, he's Malay guy. Like, not being racist, yeah, but Malay guy. So he was like, no bro, my granddad got he said some word. It's what he said was, I can explain it, it's like a gene. So it's like macam like a guardian angel. Yeah, so the granddad long time ago got it from his ancestry line. So this guardian angel or ghost or spirit or whatever, it's under the grandfather control to sort of protect the family. But it needs a owner. So when the grandfather is so sick and all right, it don't want to like let him go. It wants a new host. So the grandfather in his deathbed keep asking everyone to take control of this thing lah. Then he damn scared like, because he's the eldest grandchild. So he was telling me, bro, that's the issue. Then I'm like, because I don't really believe her, but I was just then listening to him. Then I like, bro, just like reconsider, like why not? You know, like what are the pros and cons? So he was telling me some of the pros and cons. His pros is like, you have good fortune, you'll be protected, your family protected, whatever. But the bad thing is, if you neglect it, right, then it will, same thing, like, turn on to you, lah. So, yeah, so he told me that every, I can't remember how frequent,
Like what you say, right? Yep. Do you know that if the Atoyol knows that the owner is planning to destroy, kill you or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He will make sure that you die. That means fucking Titanic, bro. This one, Jack and Rose, man.
Oh,
go down like together, you know.
Suicide bomber lah.
Ah, basically.
You die, I die, every day.
Yeah. They will do that. Apparently, that's like the worst case scenario.
So he told me that the granddad will specifically feed it chicken, raw chicken drumstick. I don't know why that jinn or that angel or the guardian or I don't know the spirit or whatever likes drumstick, raw drumstick. Maybe it has some Thai fetish, I don't know, but yeah. I don't know really.
Take Thai safe lives, bro.
So that's the thing. Then I told him like, why not like go and meet a Bomo and all, try to, then he's like, no bro, even more chala, if the thing, you know, cannot, now we are trying to, you know, like, then he'll just like explain then, but by the time I end my internship, so it's been like, it's been years since I saw him, like, I don't know whether my friend is, my intern friend is still alive or got eaten by the, by the spirit.
See whether he got wear Rolex watch, then you know he doing
good. Maybe.
So lovely. Oh, yeah. Who would have thought that you actually know someone's that would actually have something like that?
No, like, in my secondary school also, there was this one Malay girl that told me about that black magic egg.
She was
kinda like my first girlfriend.
dating.
Yeah, like saying in school, you do nothing much. Like, I very innocent.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah, so she told me that.
If you innocent, then Shami, what? Yeah.
Hey, what? Hey, hello. Hey, what is the necessity for this attacking now?
Nothing. Continue.
So she told me about this black magic egg thingy. So apparently, like,
what's that? What's it called? Is it like legitimately called a black magic?
Okay, I don't know the Malay term lah, but it's from like it's around this Asia. I mean, around this region thing. I don't know. It's I think it's very popular in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Singapore lah.
Balut.
Philippines lah, bro.
Okay. I think I know what you mean. But then again, the only one I know is Black Magic Woman.
Black Magic Woman.
Yes, yeah, Santana.
The song, bro. Right?
Santana, yeah, bro. So apparently you can go and meet a Black Magic Bomo and then curse on someone. Then that someone will take some needle, do some magic, then will put the needle into the egg and they can use the egg to curse on someone. So the egg will like sort of fly towards you and like sort of like curse you. I don't know. It sounds funny to me, but she, when I was 14 years old, she tell me that she saw the egg. And she was like, hey, telo! Then the thing burst. Because when you point to it and you notice it, right, then it will like explode. So it must be like in like stealth mode when it's coming onto you. So it's basically a stealth home missile thing.
Yeah,
like,
home missile, is that this one?
Yeah. Yeah,
fucking Call of Duty, bro.
I think after the Josh streak, you can probably activate it in your Call of Duty, lah.
Okay, apparently, right? I was just googling it, trying to understand what the fuck a black magic egg is. I came across a story that happened in what the fuck was this? Okay, sometime back, apparently there was a maid in Singapore who used black magic. Pigeon eggs.
Oh yes, I'm on the same forum though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Asia one, right?
No. Mine
why is this on news?
Actually, it came out a few 1 or 2 years back. Actually, I was reading this. It was about a maid, lah.
Yeah, so she apparently makes soup for the employer using her menstrual blood.
Oh,
kangkang lah, bro. How is it done? Is it like legitimately sit under a seat above?
No, there's two methods of it. One I heard was the period blood where they mix with the rice.
The other one
is when they squat, then they will try to fan
to the rice. Because it's a hot steaming rice, right? So got a lot of steam coming out. So the steam will be like sort of like, because once you squat, it will like sort of trap around
your
private parts. So that thing will like,
okay, Tipa the science down. Guy condensation,
yeah.
We get it.
Yes. Yeah, so
she makes some sort of powder in the food also, and she tried to make a charm potion using fingernail clippings.
But does it work or not? I mean she got caught lah, but
you go Indonesia, go find out lah.
Yeah, sir.
I got a few friends they go and carry barang, like those protection amulets and
tended la.
For me, I'm a skeptic. I don't believe in it. Like I keep like okay, like a lot of people. I don't know the listeners. Do you guys believe it or not? I'm a skeptic. So all I can say is the guy that's selling the amulet and the thing to you, right? He's like Thanos, what? He have all the amulets with him. He have the gauntlet. That guy be like super powerful, like he can be super rich, he's super attractive, he's like super like his basic stats are like 99, 99, 99, 99.
Max out already.
Yeah, like, I mean like jokes aside, like, so like I just do, and then a lot of my like my friends said no, you need to do some prayers, ritual to like activate it, like this, like that, like. So I know a few friends that's doing it, I just tell them whatever lah. Some keep it for bike protection, some keep it for wealth, some keep it for luck, some keep it for sex appeal, some keep it for better in bed. So there's a various one lah.
The better in bed one, how much?
I don't know, but my friend show me that like the front of the talisman is just a normal Buddha. Then at the back, right, it's two elephant fucking. Like it's engraving about two elephant fucking. So you got more stamina. Really? Really? I'm not joking. I'm not joking. It's from Thailand, lah. Yeah, lah. But I'm not sure whether he fucks in bed good, lah. I've never asked.
You ask him, lah.
Any guy you ask, where got any guy be like, no, bro, I fucking suck at bed, bro.
I mean, I tell you,
like, you are the one that will go haunt the guy because the guy is dead Gunji.
I mean, I honestly, I'll tell lah if I'm good in bed or not. Honesty, honesty is the best policy, by the way.
Okay, we were also talking about last week. Okay, one thing I noticed that was very similar in a few of the stories was a certain figure or something with a very female-like voice. So,
oh, yeah.
There's only two things I can deduce from that. Either it's a Menenanggal or a Pontiana.
Or it could be your ex-girlfriend looking for you. Why Tipai laughs so loud? Wait, is it got to do with Shami?
No.
Fuck off, hey. Last time I still got a girlfriend. What ex-girlfriend? Hello. They're all still alive and well. Please don't say thing. What? Break into training grounds. That is by law illegal. Okay, kids, don't trespass. Just like last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got any like ideas or like where anyone got to talk to you regarding what the fuck is a Pontiana? Because I still like don't get the whole story.
Pontiana. Actually, like the main story of it, actually is just a female that died during childbirth. Yeah, so like actually died during childbirth, right? Sometimes the baby will leave one. Sometimes the baby will leave, right? That's when it actually makes the Pontiana get attracted to the kid.
Hey, y'all know that my mom was carried by Pontiana.
I need to meet your mom and talk to her.
Told this story, lah.
Yeah, hey, you should have asked my mom, daddy, mom. But I mean, like, my mom was sleeping, lah. But yeah. You can ask her that story.
You hear, right? Myself talk, right?
No.
How old was she?
No, okay, my mom was
a baby,
infant, yeah. My mom was an infant. I mean, I don't buy the story till today, lah. I'm like, it's not.
Who's selling you now? Who's selling you?
So, apparently, because my granddad, he used to work in PSA. And he's accordingly to my mom, he's also a very skeptic-ish guy that don't believe in like God or ghosts and shit.
Okay, so now like you know where you get your traits from.
Yeah, a bit lah, but he more not as hardcore as me lah. So he had like a total of like 7 kids. So but my mom just born, so my mom's a 6 kids. So my mom was still an infant. So he was.
Wait, are you ready to tell the story all the way, or are you gonna stop halfway?
No, I'm gonna
tell her. Okay.
Yeah. So what happened is he went to buy this cheap ass flat in somewhere in Redhill. It's like a 1-room or 2-room flat back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he bought it for that dirt cheap price. Then my grandma also okay, like, whatever. So he will go for like his night shift job like as usual, blah blah blah. So apparently one day because they got like 2 rooms lah, but the 1 room they just used to keep their stuff and the other room they all will sleep together, like the parents and the kids. They were like all the big kids and all sleep together. So apparently normally they'll keep sleep all together. So but one night my grandma woke up hearing my mother's crying voice like man like a baby. I mean she's a baby lah. Then after that, she woke up and she turned and looked, the baby is not where she placed it before sleeping. So she woke up all the bigger the elder children first, like where's baby, where's baby? Then they're like, no, I don't know, but they're still like sleeping. And the time was like about 1 a.m. They're like, don't know. Then my grandma panicked lah, but can hear her, but it's not where. So she stand up, she on the light, then she like walk around the small little house, go to the kitchen, all chaos. And then when she going towards the main door, right, she realized the sound was getting louder and louder. And then she realized that it was outside of the house, outside of the gate on the floor. And with like apparently with some toys lah. So then my grandma's like, huh, so weird. Then my grandma like very confused, like, is it one of them brought it out? But there's no purpose of the her elder children bring the kid out and
lock the kid out, whatever. It's at 1 a.m. You tell me who the fuck.
Yeah, so she just like panicked. And then
it's
back
in, like I'm sleepwalking.
Maybe. So back in like that time got no handphone or like even like those HDB houses, some people can't even afford to have phone at home. Yeah. So my grandma just like being a kid, then just continue sleeping. So the next day she go and interrogate my granddad. Then my granddad said that, oh, okay lah, I think we should change house lah. Then my grandma like why? Then he said, oh, where you all sleep right at night? It actually got one girl hang herself there.
Mother, she, bye.
Why did you cannot tell before going?
No, he don't want because but my grandma's damn pious, super pious. Yeah, so he don't to scare the wife ma and the kids, so he just buy those damn cheap ma. So apparently the house haunted.
That's literally every modern day horror movie.
I think if you're from the era, I think it would be a fucking scary movie lah.
Yeah.
Like it would be like the whole story, everything I would be scared.
Yeah. So apparently it was a husband and wife couple, and the husband was very violent and a typical alcoholic abusive husband. Keep beating her, and one day she realized that she's pregnant, but she realized that she don't want to raise her kid with her husband. So she just hanged herself. So she died. So apparently the ghost is haunting the house, and when my mom, who's an infant there, I think she probably missed the child that was inside her, so she started playing lah. So that's the end of the story. So after about 1 week, they move out lah. So yeah. So
by the way,
anyone
know why Pontianak is associated with banana trees?
I think it's because of like always, you know, all these Malay stories.
You all never hear anyone laugh, right?
I know lah.
Okay. No, I don't know. My mother hear why I say this, she start laughing. I have no idea why.
Okay.
No lah. Like normally their plantation all nearby is all banana plantation.
No lah. I think it's a housing ground for Pontianaks lah.
Yeah. Why? Why?
Why?
Yeah. I think it's because like their village always got banana plantation. Right?
Yeah, but why banana? But why not coconut or why not mango? Mango and coconut also quite.
Iya kita kita nana.
I'm here trying to find a logical explanation.
Yeah, that's
how I can give you a logical explanation.
Okay, give me one banana.
Okay, sorry, scientists.
Okay, because right, banana tree right is very useful. People will eat the fruits. People will even cook the flower of the banana.
Okay.
Yeah, and not only that, all your Tamle and your Malay people will use the leaves
to eat from.
Okay. So the entire banana tree itself right, it's a very useful plant.
That
so to prevent people from coming into your farm and stealing your banana tree and its fruits and its leaf and its flower, you do this type of story lah, like at night got potian down so you don't go there. So prevent thieves from coming and stealing the things from the banana tree. Ah.
Okay, fair point. Then what use is all this usefulness to a Pontianak? You talk so much, right? You explain this.
That's why I don't believe in a Pontianak. So that's the scientific logical reason for such mythology or such folklore. But if it's really why the Pontianak picked the banana tree, that one we need to interview a Pontianak lah. It can someone called Nageshwari.
Why Nageshwari lah?
You can see her in the long hair, no?
Oh god, no, the Tami Jiba, you bastards. Fucked up. Okay, then another thing.
One day someone is gonna disturb you, Tipa, then you're gonna get it.
Okay, you can. I'll wait for the day.
Today kena toyo already. Actually, it was a joke, but then it's a running thing now already.
Okay,
so apparently, right, it has a hole on the nape of his neck.
Wait, what, the Pontianak or the banana tree?
Why the banana tree got neck, they? To fend off a Pontianak, a nail should be plunged into the hole.
Oh, yeah. You can control. Hey, got one more lah. Okay, I mean, you.
Oh, is there? Oh, there is another way to control. Tie a red thread to the banana string. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's sex one. No. Red. That's not the Pontianak. That's the banana tree spirit. Two are
which is a Pontianak lah.
No. It's different.
Okay. Pontianak is associated with banana trees, and her spirit is said to reside in them during the day.
That's why I got there.
No, but really, no, I'm serious. There is a banana tree spirit. Banana tree. It's not Pontianak.
It was that incredible tale story, right?
That sexy little blue eyes.
You think I never see the episode? Hey,
not gonna lie, man. I would have pulled a stunt like that, lah. Back then, we running around.
Chami Kofo was strip naked first if you see that kind of shit. Chami, like, just take me, bro. Take me,
yeah,
take
like, me to heaven. Bring mantis or that.
No, but if you realize, like, in Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, they all have their version of a banana tree spirit, a Pontianak.
I mean, like,
the lady in white, like, yeah. In India, in America, yeah, the lady in white. It's always the lady in white.
That is
Mohini,
why it was
Mohini Pay.
Yeah.
That is why that's why I linked it to what y'all were talking about last week. Because y'all were talking about a lady in white. And she's like very, very fair. She got very long hair. Always wear very like drapey looking white star white clothing.
Yeah. Have you heard about this story of this Thai ghost called Nangmak? Nangmak?
Nope.
I only know P-Mak.
They build a temple for her. And yeah, it's quite interesting. You don't go and search it. They also made it into a movie. It's like it's still there. You can go and visit her temple. She's very beautiful. She has long hair and she was a ghost lah. So yeah, quite interesting. Yeah, and actually one more thing to add on with like Pontiana and to control Pontiana putting the nail. This one is I really not joking. This I'm serious. Apparently you can go Google it. You can put egg. Like, let's say some girl died during childbirth and you want to prevent her to, you know, become a Pontiana, but she'll eventually become. So what I can do is put egg under her armpit so that she won't fly. So apparently Pontiana fly when they raise their two arms. But the thing is that because it lost its baby, right? So it wants to lose the egg as well. So the Pontiana cannot fly. But the thing is, if imagine me walking home drunk at 2 a.m. I see a Pontiana hopping around, not lifting up its hands because it got two fucking egg in
the armpit. Regarding flying, right? Which is the other one, lah, the Menanga.
If I say Menanga, I'll shit my pants.
Yeah, dude, that is as metal as it gets. You can
fucking death so metal album art covers,
Yeah, that's why. Top is only the torso, and then it has its organs dangling.
Oh, dangling, the bottom,
And it moves around with wings.
Yeah,
brutal.
You tell me that's not brutal, man.
Fucking brutal.
Then hantu tete true or not?
Why you want to know?
What the fuck is a hantu tete?
Hey, you don't know,
You don't know what's hantu tete.
What the fuck is that?
So hantu tete is a ghost with big breasts that long time ago in a kampung, people will warn them not to play hide and seek after dark. So after 7, you know, don't play hide and seek.
Because you'll collect the soul on the tete.
It will use the tete to suffocate the child and kill the child that is hiding somewhere.
No, wait, this is not a fucking joke, right?
You can go and Google. I'm fucking serious.
Wow, fucked up.
There's Hantu Titi, there's Hantu Gala.
What the hell, man?
Really?
Got pictures of it. You want me to find a bus?
You're gonna send me porn links, lah. That's a you don't talk like you.
No, lah, I'm not like.
Hey, but like I don't like, but a lot of my friends are more like scared of Pocong than Pontiana.
Because it's dead body, it's like the direct dead body.
It is a literal zombie.
So like pakumole konjam bayangrama
irukum. For our listeners, basically what he said, look already a bit scary.
Like garang lah.
Pontiana so scary wah.
Not really. The to lure you in, it looks pretty first.
Oh, okay.
You know, so Pontiana, I mean Menanga is different lah. It's more of like it legit looks like fucking one of Satan's 12 disciples or something like that.
Yeah. So the Pontiana will be pretty to lure you in. And after that, it changes lah.
It changes. Basically, it's a vampire. Essentially, it's a Malay vampire. That's why you have to drive a nail somewhere in its body.
Hey, wait. The Pontiana remind me of some girls in a club, say.
No. You're talking about 2000.
At 12 midnight, 1 a.m. they then pretty. But 4 a.m. I see their face again, right?
That one is Zeka 2008, bro. When the face makeup don't match the neck, that one I understand. You don't see.
Hey, fuck.
Wow, fucked up.
I'm gonna get hit, really.
Fuck it, lads. See why I got
this. Guys, I'm joking, okay? I'm just kidding.
Now don't all worry. Of a sudden he's joking.
back to topic. So basically Pocong is a gift wrap ghost lah. Essentially.
Gift wrap ghost?
Yeah, it's wrapped up, why?
It's a funeral thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like how they tie you up. Then after that, I think that like.
Hey, but what is superpowers?
I have no idea.
Yes, sir.
What? Oh, what goes on?
Pochong.
Pochong. What's the what? Power.
It's
just to scare the living shit out of you.
Oh, yeah. The body is said to jump out from the grave to warn people that the soul needs to be released.
It's just to like tell you to properly lay the... to have a proper burial or something.
Yeah. Something like that. Correct.
Hey, but y'all got any more facts about like any like black magic or occult? Any?
I won't say this kind of thing very hard to put facts. Jin, I only know like the story of it is like.
Yeah.
I mean, Jin is more towards Islamic theology already. You know.
Y'all know that I was like sort of exorcised by this Chinese medium when I was sec 2.
Regarding what, sir?
Because I had a lot of like stomach pain.
I thought kunji mudi cannot grow or something.
I got similar situation or something.
Yeah.
But not regarding this, but I kind of get what you mean.
Yeah. Then like exactly, I had a lot of like stomach pain and whatsoever. Then being doctor, so the doctor was like, you know, like saying, oh, I think he's like lactose intolerant. Then it changed to, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, blah, blah, blah. Maybe because of stress, this and that. So my mom, who was very pious back then, and my mom's side also they're quite pious. So got to know this blah blah blah, then it ended up me going to this like shop house somewhere. I can't remember it, but it's somewhere in the east side. I think it's like in Lavender. It's some like Hulu, like rundown shop house. Then on top is like the typical Chinese altar, red in color. Then there's this man down there. And it's like you're going to see a doctor, you know, there's a queue, there's people all like, yeah, wait first, you stand in the line, this and that, you go in, then some more like my uncle was my uncle's Indian, so he can't speak Mandarin, so we need a translator to talk to the person. So the person will get into a trance and will speak like in Mandarin to the person. So it got trance by some deity, then that guy will like stand up, sit down, then will smoke like a cigar, stand up, sit down, then will drink like Chinese rice wine, then we'll take the Chinese painting calligraphy, then we'll paint something, then ask me to hold the thing, then he asked the guy, did he went for any park or any reservoir recently? Then I'm like, yeah, I'm from NCC, I went to Yishun, the dam there. Then he's like, oh, got some girl follow you. Then I like, huh?
There must be girl, you see? Okay, girl. Lama.
Then say, oh, the
even
girl.
Even when they die, they will never leave men in peace. I mean, yes. Banter.
Banter.
I'm saying all of this because I'm single all the way, so I got nothing to worry.
I got nothing to lose.
So apparently I have to keep that thing 1 week with me. So I kept it in my wallet. After the 1 week, apparently it was sort of like bring the spirit into the paper and I have to burn the paper and throw somewhere. Then I had another paper to prevent me from getting to something. So that one is I have to burn and put inside a cup of water and
drink it.
Kanin, I drank it like, and guess what happened?
You had irritable
bowel syndrome. I still had a stomach pain.
So the experiment was a failure. Like.
Experiment. Oh my god.
The test.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So you were the weapon X, bro.
Ala, fucking huge Jackman.
Maybe like some upcoming Bomo or some shit.
Wait, this one is regarding Jin. What you were talking about was a girl who is apparently a Jin. Is it?
I don't know.
Comes in all forms of.
Not necessarily. In the folklore, it's stated that they are. I mean, if we humans are made up of soil, sand, whatever, then they are made up of fire.
Fire?
Yeah, and hey, they...
Hey, metal, I right? bet you, hey, I bet you...
Metal as fuck, right?
Yeah, there's common some Indonesian underground death metal or grindcore band, they name themselves Menanggal.
Sure, got one, lah.
Jin, yeah.
Let's see, Jin spells J-I-N-N, but if it's a band name, probably like D-J-I-N-N.
Yes, yeah. Jetty. Quite Jetty, cool.
Bro.
That's right. Actually, Jin, I never heard of a band before. Indonesian band.
Maybe underground
scene. I mean, Daja, yeah. Like, I got here before, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these things were made out of fire, and they, in folklore or whatever, or in religious terms, they existed even before humans.
Then the fire nation start to attack.
Attack, correct. So
it was,
it was up to Tipa, the master of all Toyos, to come. Fuck, people here trying to explain, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah, so, but basically that's a bit about it. But they parallel humans, but they are much more adept in everything else compared to
us. Are they like fallen angels, or are they just a different type of beings?
Okay, so I'm on another page now that explains it in this manner, which is really fucking confusing because I'm also talking to you all. But essentially, right, angels, all angels and devils or demons are jinn, but not all jinns are angels and demons.
Ooh.
So they are like their own race in a sense. So basically, I'm guessing they are like the prototype version before humans were made, lah.
Yeah.
You know, you fuck around first, see what to do. Ah, okay, sweet, find a good combination.
So, yeah, so humans were like weapon X and they were like weapon 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9 lah.
You suck it for Hugh Jackman. You keep bringing up his name, eh?
Daddy.
Australian daddy.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, then, what else is there, dude, regarding this? Like, I don't know much about it. Amran, you know something about what I just thought you were talking about it?
Oh, what the fuck? Right? By scratching my leg.
You're scratching your leg?
Yeah. Jealous relatives where they will put gin inside your house.
Oh!
That type, right? So, this one, I seen movies and everything, lah. But actually, when I research, it's actually quite true, lah. I see, lah. Basically, like, they will put in, like, you know, they always got a thing where parents will say, like, don't invite everyone you, like don't invite people, lah.
Okay.
Yeah, to the house and everything. So, like...
Wait, don't invite random people into your house.
Random people.
Don't know, lah.
This gene, all right, where they put right, can be your own relative, and you do not, you won't even.
Hey, Mike, you're breaking up.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Ha, really? Breaking up, man?
Yeah.
Am I back together?
Yes. Shami, I just want to slap your face. they will put in pillow lah, bra, toilet. Yeah, legit, even bra, you know, they'll find some way to put all this paper or this black magic paper they put.
Oh fuck.
Sidetrack a bit, You know genies? Basically the mythology stems from being a jinn.
Like your Aladdin.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
That was about it then what else they'll put They will put in food and whatnot. Almost everything food. In house, you know.
Yeah, food. I heard that, in Tamil culture, especially, if you find hair in your food, right, it means that the relationship with that person that cooked the food will be damn strong.
I find a lot of hair in my food all the time.
Yeah, but the thing is that one Malay friend come
and... The aunt at the coffee shop very close to me lah.
Fucking tight. Y'all will have a good relationship. QBB anal oil.
Moody a lot irukkom.
No, but I heard it like my Malay friend say that if you find like hair in rice or food, your curry, right, it means that someone actually put black magic onto you.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
So 100 to 0 lah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't know how far is all of these are true lah. I mean, I've not seen a toyol. I've seen a couple of hair. So I don't know lah.
Hey, say something in Tamil regarding Myra. Say any issue there.
Myra.
It would have been a good joke. So.
Yeah. Why you want to be insulted?
So tell Myra lah.
For fun lah. Hey, but what is the uses of a gin? Is it very similar to a toyol?
It's to just bring someone down, bro.
Bring someone down.
Like, it's just to fuck people up, you know, like.
I think like this gene all like they probably have the mind of their own.
No,
like, you can control them.
Maybe they're jealous of like, hey, how come humans are the like the main people who live in this paradise while we get that kind of.
Yeah, like shitty life of being trapped in this purgatory, lah.
Yeah.
Hey, like despise icon song only talking. Yeah, I managed to find for some reason I couldn't find, but apparently. You can use a gene for specific situations, but not for a long time. That means basically you can be a literal genie, lah.
Okay.
And you have to understand that it is its own entity. You cannot control it or what.
You cannot force it. That means once you place it there, right? It takes its action own time, from there.
OT lah.
And the thing, right? You will feed very slowly, right? To the extent when you realize, right? Actually, literally almost nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
because that's how strong it is.
Okay, wow.
So it says stuff like you have to apparently like you have to have very strong willpower, you have to have full confidence in yourself. You falter a bit, that's it lah. Because it's a stronger being than you. It just needs a reason to come into this dimension.
Wow, okay.
So essentially a really, really strong genie.
Wow.
Yeah. And this one seems like an Easter egg. I just found out that there are a number of genes. Like in the hierarchy, you got like all the pleasant genes. And then you got like 12 genes or like the 12 main ones or like 8 main ones. One of it, the name you sure got here one. Either what? In games, in mythology, Ifrit.
What?
Ifrit.
It's a local band name, you know.
No, Ifrit is actually a mythological fire demon.
Ifrit, ooh, wow.
If you're a gamer, if you play Final Fantasy, it is one of the summons lah, and it is a fire creature. So this makes it much more interesting.
It's like some level 5 mutant lah.
You cannot stop your mutant shit, are you?
Wow, it's quite AA.
You can summon it, but it will deceive you into staying here. So it will try its luck on you also, apparently.
Wow, okay.
Don't know how true. Don't have the time to fuck around with shit like that also.
Yeah, it's better to leave it like that, lah.
Hey, but it's damn interesting to like go and read up of different type of demons, its reasoning, its history. Tree, its purpose, its powers, its background story also.
A demon's very is a very broad term, man.
Yeah, like even like apart from Islam, like to like Christianity, they have their own like array of like their own demons and all, and you go back to like all those Nordic culture and all
Nordic mythology and all that.
Pagan god. I mean, pagan god and goddesses. They also turn to a demon. It's quite interesting, lah.
Oh, shit, sir. That would be a fuck ton of bullshit, dude. Sorry, brother. Asian. I only know pochong and toyo. Not so much, lah. Apart from that, I don't really have my own experiences. I mean,
I only know Chandramukhi.
hey, please, lah. That movie is a work of art. Personal experiences, not much, lah. But over the years, sure, I got here, like, black magic, black magic there. Very hard to say stuff like that, lah. Apart from
all comes down to a big question, already. All this.
Yep.
Wait, but what we say? A big question.
Yeah, the end of the day, right? Like whatever we have like discovered and all, is it true or not?
Yeah, lor. I think it's still a very big question.
I think it's a very question mark, to me, lah.
Yeah, number one, ourselves don't know much.
I don't know. I don't know. I think there is not. I am 99.9999.
But I hope someone is out there with like a true story or true footage or anything.
Please contact us.
What?
Please contact us. If anyone hearing this podcast and have any story to share, please contact us. We might even include you to
come. We will feature you in the next podcast, lah.
We are like fucking famous people. You will want to feature, okay?
I mean, not we, lah, but basically both of you, lah.
Hey, fuck off, lah. Come back, lah.
Okay, so I guess with that, It is a very big fat question mark. We just wanted to get it out of our chest because it was a very long strung thing since our last podcast.
It's a very question mark from the first place.
So I think what is said and done, we can now move on to our drum roll
ritual.
The ritual.
So now we are in a ritual.
So Amrit, what have or any bands that you have come up with recently or anything?
Because the topic we are is a very, you know, not so holy. Context lah.
Sinned.
So the music I'm going to intro actually is an album lah. This album is from this Italian band called
Italian.
Yes, Italian death metal band. I think it's death, black.
Death black trash lah.
Yeah, it's a very, he's like satanic lah. Can come to a point lah.
Okay.
The band name is called He's from the Moat.
He's from the Moat
I've never heard of them
Moat is as in like in the swamp. Moat
as in, yeah, the swamp moat. So it's the He's from the Moat. You know why is it called He's?
Right. No.
Because it's like a siren.
The snake.
Whoa, He's, okay. HISS. Quite cool. Hey, I've never heard of them, sir.
Oh, yeah, they're black death metal. Anti-Christian death, inner struggles, hate. I mean, that's the text here, lah.
Oh, and they are also members from Hour of Penance, Vital Remains, and stuff, lah.
Oh, they are jumping, as in they have band.
They have members, lah.
Oh, okay.
They are from Milan, lah, basically. Italy, lah, too. So, basically, they are very anti, how to say,
anti-religion,
anti-Christianity band kind of thing.
Okay.
Hey, they came here last year.
They got came here before 2016 or something. Last year, I didn't go.
They came here last year.
Oh fuck yeah!
Yeah, they came here last year.
No lah, where got last year? Last year means I know.
8 January 2017.
Last year lah.
Oh yeah.
I remember I still studying. Then they came there. I didn't have.
Yeah, they play at a bar. Yes. Hood and Bar Cafe.
Yes. To go for the gig.
Long wasted lah.
Yeah, so the album is actually not the newer one lah. It's called Misanthropy.
Misanthropy. Okay.
Okay, it's by Nuclear Blast lah. So y'all can check it out lah.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you. I saw the record label and I was like, hey, Amrit, Nuclear Blast Records, is that how you got to know them?
Actually, yeah, because I followed their YouTube, then suddenly that this band they released, like it was from this album lah. The song was called Caduceus or something.
Ah, Caduceus, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So then it just came out on YouTube, so I went to research.
I just saw the lyrics.
The lyrics.
Some Lamb of God.
They have lyrics like very different. Very different.
Okay.
Like it's very like, you know, like God is a liar and everything.
Okay lah, it's like, okay lah. No, then extreme lah.
The Babylon, you know, everybody know what's Babylon, right?
You know, in hospital, you see the symbol.
Yeah, the symbol. That's what it's called. They got lyrics like, what? I will cut God into pieces as the God Marduk did.
I like it.
Kalinka, bro.
Quite cool.
Okay.
That'll be the band or album that I'll share.
Wow, I see the album art also.
Yeah. Oh, yo. I could share a lot of times, but nobody, you know, will listen.
I never seen this album art before.
Hey, but please add it into our playlist. Please add it.
As usual, I'll add the three most powerful songs from the album.
Okay.
That I feel everybody should listen.
Okay.
So that's on my side, lah.
Okay. So next up, we will have, of course, Tipa.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Okay.
I already got a rough guess. The band name starts with M, right?
No. It's not M. Lately, this year, I found out about this band. I think I talked to you all about it. I keep like annoying Natasha about it, but she just can't dig that music, lah. So if you're a fan of like death groove, melodic death groove metal, you know, not metal. Yeah, groove metal, like they, if you're fans of like Gojira, Meshuggah, Lamb of God ish, you can go and check them out. They are from Sweden. They are called Orbit Culture. Yeah, Orbit Culture. You can hear a lot of like a bit of Soulfly here and there. It's very, very interesting. They're very groovy. They are very like, they just sound a new age Gojira formula.
How the hell you spell again?
Orbit as in O-R-B-I-T.
Orbit.
Oh, like Orbit. Okay,
yeah, Orbit. Like, yeah.
Culture?
Yeah. They are, okay, yeah, fucking, yeah. Really. And they released their new few months back called Nensha Fucking Show. Yeah, Nensha. Fucking Show. I will add that song. I think that song's damn power. Like, that song got me into them. Like,
you can go to three songs, lah. Just choose any three songs.
I think, yeah, lah. I'll pick three songs, but I'll pick that one song, like, wow, into that thing. They are damn show. And they are, like, they sing songs about, like, science, mythology, struggles of humanity, stuff like that, lah. So, it's, like, got a lot of, like, this Gojira influence.
Kind of influence,
yeah.
Then again, Gojira influence is also very lemon.
Yeah, it's just that they are like very eco-friendly. Yeah, they sing about saving the earth, about all about humanity fucking up the world.
So you see, not only do you save the turtles, you save Godzilla as well.
Yeah, wow, how about you, Shami?
Y'all both are recommendation, hardcore, sir.
Why lah?
Wow,
all of a sudden, Shami become very soft.
Last week, my one was quite toner.
Yeah, I see. Last week one, Xiaomi song was fucking nice. I went to listen to the song. It was fucking
the breakdown, right?
Yeah.
Shit, shit, man. Love it. Okay, like, mine not so heavy. It's only because there were times where I would just like have a walk down towards like Mustafa. So I would just walk around. And I was just going through their music. Then after I asked myself like in the last few days, I never very long haven't listened to Crossfaith.
Wow! So,
as much as I was listening to Crossfaith, I was like, "Hey, I listen to Crossfaith a lot. What is that band again?" Then, of course, today also they kind of said something, so I would definitely recommend Terrier.
Woo!
Our own Singapore bred band.
Yes.
Metalcore.
So, of course, the both of y'all know Terrier lah. I don't need to say much lah.
Definitely. Yeah, we are all fanboys for Terriot, right?
For Terriot,
I think we are the only clique where Terriot geek come, all of us just dress up in Terriot shirt and
they are fucking good.
I don't have Terriot shirt yet, lah.
Excluding Shami, lah.
Yeah, I order it. Whether it comes to me in one piece is another thing.
They are a fucking good local band, lah.
Yes, Terriot. Yeah, and
they should be headlining soon, lah.
Headlining.
Oh yeah. In terms of the way they're playing, I think they should be headlining.
They should be headlining by now.
That kind of level of playing. But apart from that, I mean, one additional information. They are, of course, they are gonna launch or release a new song at 8 PM on YouTube. So this might be something our listeners may.
Your voice just cut out, so I didn't hear.
Hello.
Yeah.
So apart from like what song I'm gonna say, the thing is they are also actually releasing another song tomorrow, a new song at 8 PM on YouTube, right?
I thought it was just their live music video.
Oh, it's a live music video.
Yeah, from what I read, like, I might be wrong, lah.
Lord, that means I must have been over excited. Okay, in any case,
I mean, I might be wrong,
You guys are really listening to them. And I mean, I like the. This is their only album. I think they got. The Running on Empty album, basically.
Yeah.
So, honestly speaking, I cannot even say. What song not nice? I like everything here. So very hard for me to give a very unbiased opinion here, lah. This is a very fanboy thing.
And they really sound better live, lah.
yeah. Correct. I mean, I think it's more like natural and the energy.
Yeah.
They have, lah. Overall.
Yeah.
So So yeah, I mean, I don't really have much to say. Just listen to them, lah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Go and listen.
Yeah.
Get an orgasm, then you come and thank me later.
Shall we please do add that in the playlist as well?
Of course. Yeah. So apart from that, Amran, you were talking about when again?
He's from the mode.
He's from the mode, and you were talking about called Caduceus.
That's one of the songs that I'll
compose. That's one of the songs. And then you were talking about
Orbit Culture.
Orbit Culture and their song Nensha.
Yeah.
And I think for me I would say Crown of Gold.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody got three songs, bro.
No, I was just like calling out one lah. So if anyone happens to listen to this, they might wanna check out these songs first and see from there lor.
Yeah.
Then I guess that is it with our
podcast
ritual and our podcast.
Yeah.
So do we have anything else to add on?
That's all.
Stay tuned next time. We will come up. Yeah, we won't be supernatural story. We might jump. We might maybe talk about Peaky Blinders. Yeah, maybe talk about
Peaky Blinders next season 5. Canada Swamigal in his new country there.
Yeah, talk about holy priest that's going to do the fucking wild country shit again in like season 2. I don't know what the fuck's trying to do, but
PUBG, they bring a number of people into one place and then see who's the last man standing.
Yeah.
Okay, so apart from that, we shall all sign off. So again, you have your news anchor of the evening, Frank. Lee, don't give a damn. And you got Toyol Tipa.
Fuck you.
Now, of course, Amon Amarf, Amrun, Omalef. So not that's that it, Viking. Boys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let.
Oh, thank you.